Hello, and thanks for tuning in for Audio Mo Day 2. My name is Ivan Fetch, and thank you also to the folks that listened to the intro yesterday and sent me some feedback on Twitter. On Twitter, I'm Ivan Fetch, I-V-A-N-F-E-T-C-H. So today I thought I'd talk a little bit about something I mentioned during yesterday's intro, which is that my wife and I are going to travel the U.S. while we continue to work remotely. So we're going to spend probably 1 to 3 months in different locations, and we're going to stay, you know, based in Denver, Colorado. We'll be coming back here at times, but gives us the opportunity to see more places and spend more time in those places than you would get to do if you were spending a long weekend or even a week or two taking, you know, one major trip a year getting to see a place. So the way that this started for us was a couple things. One is that my step aunt and her husband, as part of their retirement, initially did travel around in an RV, like you hear a lot of folks doing, but then they moved on to staying in these places that they were renting via sites like VRBO.com and Passkey and Airbnb. And that typically gives you a furnished place with internet and all the other utilities that you would expect. There's certainly places that are on the beachfront and fancy places to stay, but you can definitely find a good combination of location and cost, and things are still clean, and the folks that are renting the places are nice to deal with, and everybody's happy. So we started looking into this when our relatives were talking about having done this, and just found it interesting that you could get such a great combo of all these things I've mentioned in a rental for a few days or a week or a few months. In fact, anybody that might be in between places or planning to move to a new city or whatever, this can be a really nice way of finding a furnished place to live without having to mess with the whole leasing thing, and sometimes it can be harder to find an apartment. So the next thing that happened was I discovered somebody on the internet by the name of Jason Langstorff. That's L-E-N-G-S-T-O-R-F. And he's got a great site with a blog and some podcasts and such on langstorff.com. And he's been working in technology and had a pretty typical burnout story. His burnout manifested itself a little interestingly in physical symptoms, but he started questioning why he was on the treadmill that he was and what was he really getting out of essentially this rat race that he was in. And he's got some good telling of those stories. And this led him to decide that he was going to travel all out of the U.S., so all international travel for him. And incidentally, he can live on much less of his salary than he might live on if he were traveling in the U.S., like we're going to do. We decided that we're not going to travel much out of the U.S. at this point in time, mostly because we've got kids that are in college and we don't want to be in a scenario where it might take us the better part of a day to get back to them. But we do want to do some international travel as well, like go back to London. We got to spend Christmas there a couple years ago and really had a good time and loved it. And then there's other places that we'd like to see as well. So as this idea was just kind of percolating in our minds, opening our eyes to the possibilities, and we were thinking about, well, this is a good fit for our soon-to-be empty nest. So it gives us a good opportunity to kind of reshape our existence and look at, you know, what do we want our life to look like beyond the staples? Making money, paying the bills, doing a little bit of this and that, but maybe tending to get stuck in a rut. We've got an opportunity here for some different levels of freedom and exploration, so we're excited about that. We started talking about the idea and places to visit as things progressed, and I had already gotten into some remote work, and my wife has as well. So at this point in time, we sold our house. We took advantage of an optimal market and sold a little bit early. So we're already staying in a place in the area that we were living, that we're renting via VRBO, and it's a little bit different part of town. So it lets us do fun things like walk down the block to some different places for happy hour and to have some food and that kind of thing after work. Most of our stuff that we had, all the possessions we accumulated living, you know, 12 years in the house that we were in, we liquidated and sent some to a consignment place to see if we could get a little bit of money for, you know, gave some things to friends and that sort of stuff. And so we're going to begin this journey when we take our youngest daughter to college here pretty soon, and we'll talk more about those details later. Thanks again for listening, and again, I'm Ivan Fetch on Twitter, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.